Hello Pisces, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, August the 20th, and the whole week ahead. Well, the moon's in your sign, and oppositions to Mercury and Jupiter are rather nice. I tell you what this is really good for. It's if you haven't got somebody in your life and you're looking to form some kind of relationship, then this is a lovely aspect to get to know somebody or be introduced to somebody. And if you've already got someone around you, take a trip somewhere, go off somewhere. Just the two of you. Make it special. Here's your Sunday stars, and it's all about money and finance, and these aspects can be very good indeed. Whether you're earning or you're spending, the stars around you now are rather delicious. It's good if you need to buy anything electrical and anything which I would class as a modern invention. So whether it's a smartphone, an iPad, televisions, you know what I'm saying? So it's a great time for you to go off and treat yourself, or you may even find an opportunity to make money comes your way. Here's your Monday stars. Mercury conjunct Jupiter, your ruler, plus the Sun moving into Virgo makes the next month splendid for a relationship or a partnership to prosper. Mercury and Jupiter are very good for any kind of business or a professional partnership to really prosper. And the Sun moving into Virgo makes this the ideal period for falling in love, for getting wed, for anniversaries. You kind of get my drift, don't you? And here's your Tuesday stars. Well, the Moon is going to be in Taurus and linking to both Neptune and Pluto today. And I rather like this. It's good for a lot of reasons. Most importantly, your popularity really swells. It's a ring-a-ding-ding time when it comes to meeting people. So if you're not invited somewhere, then throw a little bit of a bash yourself. But the more you can connect with others, the better, for so many good reasons. And here's your Wednesday stars. You know, with Mars conjunct Saturn in Sagittarius, if you are an ambitious Piscean, then you're going to come into your own. Mars and Saturn don't flinch from hard work. It's a serious aspect. It's all about accountability and responsibility. It's all about determination and dedication. And if you have all of these things and have a focus on what it is that you wish to achieve, then you can achieve it by using all these virtues. And here's your Thursday stars. With the Moon in Gemini, this is a very good time for you to consider any home or domestic matters. However, there are challenges. A square from the Sun, a square from Neptune, and oppositions from Saturn and Mars does make this difficult dealing with other people. So this is my suggestion. If you know there are decisions or situations arising at home and you need to get allies and people to compromise with you, then do it slowly but surely and don't push or rush into anything. And here's your Friday stars. With Mars squaring Neptune, your ruler, take great care this weekend because all is not as it seems. Mars is a very straightforward planet, but Neptune is chameleon-like, and so therefore it shimmers. It's like a mirage in the desert. Whether it's a person or a situation or anything you're involved with or in, you must be very aware now that you have to see it as it is. Reality, honesty, is so important that you're not dragged into a situation that you cannot understand or deal with.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.